From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Trump blames Sanders for disrupting Chicago campaign rally. In U.S. politics, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is blaming Democrat Bernie Sanders and his supporters for what he says was a planned disruption that forced him to cancel a Chicago rally Friday. Sanders issued a statement denying his campaign organized the protests and blamed Trump's harsh rhetoric. Trump spoke about some of the issues on his supporters' minds.
They're fed up with the stupidity in Washington. They're fed up with the stupidity of trade deals and labor deals. They're fed up with the fact that they haven't had an increase in the last 12 years, if you can believe it.
Republicans in Washington held a convention Saturday that has the same effect as a primary. Washington Republican Party leader Joe Brookman spoke with VOA about why large numbers of Republicans showed up to vote in a city where Democrats dominate the local political scene.
I think it has to do with where the election is and the candidates are at the moment. People want to come out and support their views, so it's really endorsing who they believe and what they believe.
In the Republican vote, Rubio edged out Kasich. Trump came in third. Rubio earned 10 delegates and Kasich the other 9. For the Democrats, presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is far out in front in the delegate count, and Bernie Sanders is relying on big support by young voters to keep his candidacy strong. 5 key states hold primaries Tuesday, including Florida, Illinois, and Ohio. They are winner-take-all states, where the top finisher wins all the delegates instead of splitting them up with the runners-up. This is VOA News. The Islamic State group is accused of launching chemical attacks near the Iraqi city of Kirkuk, killing a 3-year-old girl and wounding 600 other people. Authorities say the latest attack took place Saturday in the small town of Taza, which was also struck by a barrage of rockets carrying chemicals 3 days earlier. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi is promising to punish the Islamic State group for the suspected mustard gas attack on Taza. The wounded are suffering from burns and breathing problems. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United Nations-sponsored peace talks on Syria should go ahead as planned Monday, despite what he called perceived truce violations by the Syrian government. State Department spokesman John Kirby.
Now, these are clear violations of the cessation of hostilities and of the expressed commitment by the Assad regime to the United States and Russia as ceasefire task force co-chairs to provide full humanitarian access and to abide by the cessation of hostilities.
Meanwhile, Syrian Foreign Minister Walid Mollaum says the Syrian government remains committed to the ceasefire agreement, but its delegation to the peace talks will only wait 24 hours for the opposition delegation to arrive for the talks. A group of European vacationers to the Greek islands have started helping asylum seekers from the Middle East. Jamie Detmer reports from northern Greece.
There are now an estimated 16,000 war refugees and migrants, most fleeing conflict in Syria and Iraq, trapped on Greece's border with Macedonia. The Macedonians have shut the border at Idomeni, and conditions are worsening here by the day. Even so, there are far fewer volunteers at Idomeni to help the refugees than last summer, when European vacationers switched from being holidaymakers and became informal relief workers. Jana Rickard is 23 years old, and from Germany.
We came down here to support refugees. We're from a group that drives down the Balkan route carrying donations. And we have transported food with us as well, but the last days we were always giving out tea. This creates a community.
They are critical of the established NGOs, accusing them of being hidebound and too bureaucratic. Jamie Detmer, Idomeni, in northern Greece.
North Korea is denying recent accusations made by South Korea that it launched cyber attacks on the smartphones of several South Korean government officials last month. An editorial in the North's state-run Rongdong Sinmun newspaper today said claims made by the South's National Intelligence Service last week were fabrications aimed at rallying support for a controversial proposed new anti-terrorism law. The NIS said Pyongyang conducted the attacks on the smartphones of dozens of South Korean officials between late February and early March. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.